Good evening, everyone. Good night. So we'll continue a little bit tonight in Simen Kuf Chof in the Kitzer, which details the halachos of Svirah Saomer. So the Kitzer writes the following: Belal Sheni Shal Pesach, on the second night of Pesach, Maschilin Lispar Svirah Saomer. So we begin to count the Omer. V'sofrin Mu'umad. So the first halacha the Kitzer teaches us is that, number one, the counting of the Svirah is done while standing. Now, Mishnah Berurah comments on this, and he says, since the Pasuk by Svirah Saomer discusses Bakamo, Bakamo is referring to the standing grain, so Chazal made a drasha based on that, the same way the grain is standing, so to, again, when we begin to count the Svira, which connects and corresponds to the Karban Omer, we should also recite the Bracha standing. Although, again, even without that drasha, there's a very simple idea. Svira Sa'omer is a Birchas HaMitzvah, a Bracha made over a Mitzvah, and generally, whenever we make a Bracha over a Mitzvah, we try, whenever possible, to do so standing. Kitzer goes on. He says, HaMitzvah hi, lispor tekef betchilas halayla, achar tseisako chavin. So the Kitzer writes that ideally the mitzvah is to begin to count in the beginning of the night. Now, what does it mean, the beginning of the night? Remember, again, you know, generally the halacha is that whenever you have a mitzvah that, let's say, is to be done by day, so the entire day is kosher. You have a mitzvah to be done at night, the entire night is kosher. So Sfira, technically speaking, the Kitzer writes it, but the Eved Zmana Kol HaLayla, you could count Sfira the entire night, but yet, again, the Kitzer says, ideally, one should try to go ahead and count Sfira as early on in the evening as possible. What's the logic behind that? The logic behind that is that the Torah says, Usfarta Mochami Mocharasa Shabbos. Torah says, Sheva Shabbosos Tinimos. The idea is that one is supposed to count complete days. The Tosis explains that part of the way in which we actualize this obligation of complete days is to count as early in the night as possible, so as to maximize the amount of day, so to speak, calendrical day, that's covered under that Svira. So although technically speaking one can count throughout the entire night, ideally we count as early in the evening as possible. Now the Kitzer does say, Achar Tzeisakochav. However, interestingly enough, in the Shar Mitzvah Ba'alacha, he goes in the Birki Yosef and others who say that since, according to most opinions, Sfiras Omer Bizman Hazeh, the counting of the Omer in our days, is Drabbanon, is of a rabbinic nature, being that we do not have the Karban. Therefore, again, the Birki Yosef says one need not be Machmir, one need not be stringent in determining what is Tzeisakochavim. You understand that in Halacha, once the sun goes down, it's like the Wild West of Halacha in terms of, is it day, is it night? So remember, you have opinions that go everything from the moment the sun goes down is considered to be Laila, night. And of course, the other extreme is Rabbeinu Tam, who says you have 72 minutes after sunset until real nightfall. So therefore, the Birki Yosef is saying that because Svira is Dirabanan, one does not have to wait for Vadai Laila, definitive light, night, like one would wait, let's say, for the end of Shabbos, or the end of Yom Tov, or the end of a fast day. Rather, as long as one has satisfied some basic criteria of Tzeisak Ochavim, because Svira is Dirabanan, one could already begin to count. Rabbi Chanan Yuen Akash Omer, Rats Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Zakol, says, Yisrael L'Ficha, Chereb Olam T'mitzah Shneemar, Adonech Beitzman Tzidko, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.